Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. Zanda da bahadea antara baarea aske vandolo lobosh. Rabada bahasula la la mande kola la la baa. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue does not speak to man but to God. In the spirit he speaks mysteries. Kabere bahanto radabasa ziyaro. Some of these old songs were spirit-led, God-given. Father in heaven, I will love you. We lift your name in all the earth. May your kingdom be established in our praise. As your people declare your mighty word, blessed be the Lord, Almighty, who our son is and blessed be. Cut it out. Sing with your voices. Blessed be the
Almighty.
Beautiful voices. Come on. And we honor you, we love you, Father. We give you the glory. We are careful to adore and magnify you. We extol and exalt and sublimate and macrograph the blessed name of Christ Jesus, His Majesty, the Savior of the world. Thank you for the sacrifice of the cross. Thank you for the price you paid for our redemption and salvation. As we stand in this place, we ascribe glory and lift holy hands unto you alone. Tonight we submit ourselves to the study of your word and of your ways. I am praying in the name of Jesus that we will see your glory. Yeah, not human ideology and human mentality and human projections. Bring us to the place of the supernatural, the way of Almighty God and the things of God. Holy Spirit, do that work. We will be careful to give you all the honor and the praise. In Jesus' precious name, somebody shout amen. Good evening to all of you. It's a joy to see everyone in the presence of God. Say a good amen. You're looking amazing. We give God the thanks for your lives. You are a great blessing. Say amen. Every time I will meet you in God's presence, I give God the thanks because now we live in a very hostile environment that, you know, should you see somebody in the next 24 hours, the glory belongs to God alone. Hallelujah. Not many people have this privilege or the opportunity, you know, as we're speaking right now, somebody is dying. And so to be alive and to be well and blessed to be here is one privilege that I cannot take for granted. I thank God for your children. And I give God the glory for your spouse. Say amen. I bless the name of the Lord for the food that is on your table for provision. I give God the glory. Yeah. In this crazy times, reduce the base on the thing. In this crazy times, I thank God for his mercies on us. Yeah. That no matter what it is, he is still supplying all your needs according to his riches and glory. I give God the glory for somebody in this book. Can you go and help me, sir? Help me. Yeah. Thank you very much. Say a good amen. Push him aside. Get the job done for me, sir. Praise the name of the Lord. I will want to read our foundation scripture whilst we are still standing. John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 28th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were seven Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus. We came to see Jesus. We wish to see Jesus. We require, desire, we request. We place a demand on seeing Christ. He is the reason why we are here. We want to see him. We want to encounter him. We do not. The reason for our coming is not to fraternize. It's not me who watch it. Me she our church. No. But that is not the reason why I came here. Whether rain or shine, I will enter into his glory. Sister, would you want to have been a Mekubi? Many a break. We are seeing the BB out there, Menipa. Senior, you may be the Christ of the Asher and Sanga, and you will say, amen. And so, having read you this, I will read it in our language. You are in Simpa, it's a you do me, you know, you more yet, you know, near you know, back up. Hila, for me, one more about fashion, I seem to about the story. One more about Philip, who feel beside her, a walk Galilee and in chain, or be catcher, and he said, we would have. You pass, you know, yes, Christ on Tinia bar. Yes, yeah, Jim, Conome, Penelon, no. Me hunu nu ameya yire papa, me yikunu papa. Me hunu Christa, and wonyambe daddy. Am I talking to somebody? Say a good amen. Prophet Philip Amoako is in the house. Say amen. Hallelujah. Come and sit with me next year. Reloaded brought those chairs. We'll take it away and bring it back another reloaded. Hallelujah. Say amen. Ishia Jefuanua. Subainfonia dream fee. Ebe free me team. Edema kumem. Ya. Meye se Christo. Ya. That's why that song is so lovely, Pastor Steve. A heart like yours is my desire. A heart like yours is what I'm searching for. Full of nothing wrong with it. Please and give me a heart like yours is my desire. A heart like yours is what I'm searching for. Oh yeah, full of compassion, nothing wrong with. Please help me, Lord, give me a heart like you. Hallelujah. I'll be reading a lot of scriptures tonight, and since it's Bible study, I have no regrets for it. We came to study God's word. At the moment, you are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. May I have a good amen? Amen. And the salt of the earth, the light of the world, Psalm 5 verse 5. Clear. God does not entertain foolish people. The foolish will never stand before God. And so, nyansehunu ni nyansesua is becoming a very powerful prerequisite for the modern day believer to walk with. Can I hear a good amen? Adia bi won mo enye nyansa. Oba mu ni kunu enye nyansa. Be ma bu oba akwasi enye nyansa. Be ma ma ko ho enye nyansa. Metimi abobɔ ne ma bebere so uda be ma fie be gyina nyame fie enye nyansa. Ukom ye nyinsen wadwama kwan so na kutu nyinsengu enye nyansa. Ukotu nyinsengu ufemu wu nkwasi ewu enye nyansa. Wayi enye nyansa. Wonsa abodi enye nyansa. Ye haye ho de wo ba bi gina asori de mo ha se fa ngusi nyame afrewa minim ne yihu ase ba gima no firi se minim ne asisuru ha yihu e pe osisia enyenya nsa ne ma bebre wo ho no mu a enyenya nsa iti wo chire de nyanse huno eye ubi huno nyansa wo chire de wo di pako no eye ma no the benefits of it. You know, so I am going to use the opportunity to everybody who have joined us. Thank you very much. Tonight is going to be brief and straight to the point. And so whilst you join us, you share the page and let us work. Everybody you know, you tag them and let us work. Put the scripture back, and it's John 12, 20, 21. Very interesting in this presentation. You know, they wanted to see Christ. Jesus is the reason for the gathering. The singer sings about him. The preacher preaches about him because he is the message. The message is Christ. Yeah. To the theater, the phone you mean, your chief will be Abba, need Jesus, and Gwen's was your no man, run a band, all the chagua. Follow me. Every song pointed to Christ. Yeah. Yeah. Inkuni yeli yeke hameni kwasa Christo. Ni elaji ameta u. That's right. Iremo. Boom. Ni edromo. Nyeha wala. Yijie mo lala wale. Yijie. Walala posa le. Wabala. Wabala. Hallelujah. Yeah. Inkuni mdiye woma wona wachu. Jesus. Ani mojana ya wona ku. That's right. Ingu ni mdiye. Nani mojana ya wona. That's right. Nana semno ya eja padika sima. Nana tumne buswa. Let me feel you somebody. Woma ya ntu. Ye inyuma. No. Enyonya. Yabatu. Yabatu. Ye mo mayantu o, haye yinyuma no na hizi, eno nyamse no yabatu. Yeah, everything pointed up to the Christ. They didn't have time for the nyami ayame, fami fre kurase, and all this rubbish. They didn't have time for that because it was not about them. It was not about the people that sang the songs. It was all about the Christ. It was all about the Christ. When we stand, we depict Jesus. I want to ask him, is he the head of your house? Is he the head of your house? Christo no onuni wufi eniti. I want to know, is Christ the head of your house as a family? You know, when we wake up in the morning devotion, what is the objective? Who is the pivot? Who is the center that holds? I'm talking about Jesus Christ, the healer, the bread of life, the way, the truth, the life, the door, and the good shepherd, the resurrection and life, the living bread. I'm talking about Jesus, the healer, the way maker, the bridge builder, the heart fixer, the mind regulator. Jesus! Yesu! Yeah, Nintini, we are not here because of, you know, I want to see Sofono. Maybe you'll be because you're, you know, in the middle of the road, rushed into this place and shouted, Alabasta, Mensuma, Bahebi, Misenyenu, Nihia, Zoriko. That's not what, that is not the objective. Enyenu, Nihia. Sofono, Yadi, Okanu, Kru, Preacher, Enyenu, Nihia. Asamno, Awatenadi, Enadi. What do you have heard? What are you doing with it? Sometimes, you know, when people do not have training in Christ, they go to church and they want to see the pastor. That is one thing that I tell you that is not necessary. If you want to see Jesus, then the pastor is irrelevant. If Jesus is a people, pastor is irrelevant. Everybody say message. And everybody say messenger. They are two different things. The messenger is absolutely different from the message. Oftentimes and all the time, the message is greater than the messenger. Soma fuo no die, ya soma no, sempakeni no, udi fuo no, womu na kurasem, ya soma ni ya soma no. He makes what I'm trying to depict very clear in John chapter number 3 and verse 34. Put it on the screen. Let us work with it. Right after the reading of this particular one, I will allow you to take your seats and let us work. John 3, 34. The Bible said, to whom God hath sent, speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the spirit, does not give the spirit by measure unto him. Put it in a different version. Let us work. In this version, the Bible makes it very emphatically clear. You know, Azra, I appreciate your rigor and your effort, and you were a sweet guy. But tonight, I wouldn't need this one. So put the lady back and let her. I'm reading a lot of scriptures, tonight. And I am going to move in a very fast pace. The Bible said, He is sent by God. He speaks God's words. For God gives him the spirit without limit. The next version, this one says in the next particular version, focus please. In the verse 34, in a different version, the Bible is saying the one whom God has sent speaks God's words because God gives him the fullness of his spirit. In the next version, the Bible is saying categorically clear is that the one that God sent speaks God's words and don't think he rushes out the spirit in bits and in pieces. Last version. In this one, the Bible said the one whom God has sent speaks the words of God. For God gives the spirit without limit in chief. The Bible said, Dear Winyamin, he didn't even say, this is the expression that the Bible was talking about in Jeremiah chapter 20. You may be seated in the presence of God. Thank you. That was a powerful worship. I appreciate your love and your heart for the Lord. Let us work. Jeremiah chapter 23, when the Bible was talking about some very few things in the word of the Lord, when he got to verse number 22, 23, he made an outline of something. Jeremiah 23 and verse number 22. Okay, let's go to verse number 21. Maybe it will bring a lot more understanding. He said, I have not sent these prophets, yet they run. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied, yet they prophesied. In the 22nd verse, the Bible is saying, and if they had stood in my counsel, had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from their evil doings. Verse 21, the Bible said very clear, was a man summa a default no and so when you are someone I walk. That means that in Olizi, by the prescription of this scripture, say Yamen Soma mia minia senka. Am I talking to you? Yeah. This is why I tell Forrest in Bible Kesia. Yamen Kasaya Simian. You dim pa ya ni ekwe baby. E da ye wu e kasano. En samwe nya meka. Men famu ni pa we ye. E ya ye mishishi ye meka achira. E ye nkuran she meka achira. But nya men kasa ya simbi ye ni. This is why the discipline in prophetic churches must be kept intact. And yes, sir, you will be talking nonsense when the Lord have said nothing. The people are going to push you to say something. This is why we cause people to err. And oftentimes, we push them to make an impression on us. Now you are thinking, what can we be? And then for you to be able to let them know that what being says.
As I for no idea. As for any idea. What being says it? We are sharp, we say. We OD.
Sit down. From the emergence of the prophetic move in Ghana, there have been too many errors. And if we sit down to diagnose the errors, we will realize that we have gone way ahead of the Lord. True. Say a good amen. All I'm trying to do is Acts 16:17. Show the way of salvation. And then you know God for yourself. Yeah. Everybody say the way of salvation. Yeah. We want to know that way. Sometimes we get so sophisticated that we have drifted so much away from the way of salvation. There are certain things that will help the modern day believer. On Sunday, we learned very few things that I would like us to go into revision for the sake of the people who were not here in the W3 service, especially also the people who came to the F5. And we have some lovely people who are part of the Bible study family who are not even members of Alabaster International Ministry, but they come on every Tuesday to study God's word. And so I'm going to use the opportunity to make a revision of God's word and so that we can proceed from there. Can I hear a good amen? Having said that, I will go and read Revelation chapter 13. I'll read from verse 1 to 6. Right after that, we proceed from there. The Bible said, I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising out of the sea, and having 7 heads, 10 horns, and 10 crowns upon his head was a name of blasphemy. So I brought an image, and I said that this is possibly something close to what the Bible is talking about. And this is the image. I will want to show the image to you, the people in this place, and the people that are watching online. The image that the Bible is talking about look like something like this. But this particular one doesn't have crowns. So put the crown in your spirit and at least just picture it. The designer who designed it could not do everything, because even this is not the real image that the Bible is talking about. If you look at the feet of this particular one, he's talking about that it has the feet of a bear. The foot of a bear is like the foot of a human being. But instead of nails, foot nails, we have claws. The claws of a bear. Say a good amen. I make us what? And then they were Bible study. My mouth held up. We are presiding. When it was Sister Mumra, give them a CD. The image has 7 heads and 10 horns. And I was thinking, how can, if it is 7 heads, then possibly it should be either, the horn should either be 7 horns or 14 horns. Proportionally. But how come that 7 heads have 10 crowns and 10 horns? The Bible is saying that I saw this beast coming out of the sea. Opie, you know, look at verse number 2. When the scriptures went ahead, and the beast which I saw is like unto a leopard. His feet was the feet of a bear. His mouth was the mouth of a lion. The dragon, in the previous chapter, the dragon gave the beast his power and his seat and great authority. In verse number 3, the Bible said, and I saw one of his herds which were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. In the fourth verse, the Bible said, and they worshiped the dragon that gave the beast, that gave power unto the beast, and they, the world, the nations of the world, worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, and who is able to make war with him? In verse number 5, I carefully looked at it, and the Bible said, and there was given unto the beast as a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And in the 6th verse, where I will stop and then possibly continue from there on Sunday in the W37, the Bible said, and he opened his mouth and blasphemed against God, blaspheme against his name, blaspheme against his tabernacle, and all them that dwelt in heaven. In other words, the beast blasphemed against heavenly beings, celestial beings, and the host of heaven. Blasphemy. Now, what can we study it here when you're coupon? If I go to him, this particular verse. Woka ebusudie etia wonyankopon obie na no ka ebususem tia wonyankopon ya sa obeka ni din ene ne ntoma dan no ho ene won wa wotete soro woka won mo ho ebususem. I'm telling you, there can't be, so put the image back. This image will have a historical epiphany. Everybody say historical epiphany. Anya bi ya wu shi abro fuka. Yeah. Historical epiphany. Many years ago, they said the Caesars was the beast. Julius Caesar, Augustus Caesar, Tiberius Caesar. They said the Caesars were the beast. And woman, then they realized it was not them. Then I even heard the people saying there will be a priest from the Catholic Church who will be the beast. And they can calculate and tell you that. Then that particular priest passed on, and they realized that he was not the beast. Then they said Adolf Hitler was the beast. And Hitler is gone, and they realized that the beast have not even emerged. So there is a historical epiphany. Then there is a metaphorical and as a symbolical epiphany of the beast in my time. Currently, I see beastly activities, even in the pulpit. Beastly activities in church. We brought into the house of God internal wrangling, fighting over nothing. And souls are perishing in the process.
But what do we care about that? The Bible said, who is Paul and who is Apollos? They are but servants of the Most High God. The Bible said, Paul sowed, Apollo watered, but it is God that gives the increase. If there is somebody that deserves the honor, glory, it is God. Oh, you can clap your hands for the Holy Spirit. So, Pastor Steve, I am standing here and I'm seeing beastly activity. It is a beastly activity when we lose the real exegetical content of the proper interpretation of the scriptures. I've heard you, beer, you know, shut that thing down, whatever that sound is, put it up. You know, you realize that people do not get quite sorry. But the question is, preaching ya me preach ya pauna besides a dear ba mafia simulim. Should be the question we should be asking. And then now the Philip praises Nepa. Oftentimes what they are saying is that me Philip bass guitar. It dum 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 dum. So you see that sensationalism is taking spirituality. Emotions is taking the place of the anointing. I want to ask, where are the miracles of God? I mean, how do you agree to in our diabetes? What's the meaning of your own grandson for Matthias? What's the meaning of my aunt say when you're my son, Matthias? And yet, then, I'm going to have high blood pressure. Answer me. Where is the power of the name of Jesus Christ? And then, I'm sorry, my son, so for us and crying. Why can't we empower the broad modern day believer to stand on their own? When you are mania and fresh off with Tijina, Neshia. Oh, you can clap your hands. Put the scripture back and let us work. The Bible said, because of this particular scripture, it is creating a system. And I spoke about seven things that I will want to take it further. Seven things. The first one is godlessness. Put that point, all the PowerPoints, put it back. Let us work. And take the systems out of it. You know, take system out of it. And then let me work. Even in possibility, take all this off and put it one after the other. When I have finished dealing with all of them, then you put all of them back. And so number one, godlessness. Now we are in a system that people do not want to hear about God. Increase the phones. Let it be very bold on the screen for me. Are you offended about that? Nipa ko university but to Jesus in it and only at the Korea Mukoko came to say in your accommodation. Do you get offended about that? Why are you offended when we are talking about the God of the Bible, the God of the Hebrews, the God, the Father, the Son, and Holy Ghost God? Why are you offended when we talk about that? When you go to Europe right now, they get offended when you even mention Christ or Christmas. They rather like you to call Happy Holiday instead of Merry Christmas. Well, I do not care about that argument. You know that Christmas is even not Christianity. Then somehow say Christmas, yeah, it's Christianity. Who grand way any park also a birthday? This is one of the useless arguments. Yes, cry young one of winter, you want to find a good man found that you won't. Media, and was someone aware? Who ran unknown and your friend, or some men found. Dear Wasami, dear Mimi, Minimnese, Name near Fra. A fake dear. Behuna, dear. Don't get involved in useless argument. That does not bring anything. The Bible said in the book of Ephesians, Mumma will be fancy wuno, and Adam and Nancy, Wunu Ninti, and when you're here before a back sword, then I am a son in Sim Wunu. And we'll be a fancy wuno, Nada. We are living in times where people, I don't know whether it is for popularity or fame or so, you know, well, I don't get what it is. We are living in perilous times. These are evil days. It is not times where we joke. See, that is why I honor God and give God the glory for your lives. People who really want to go deeper in Christianity, on every Tuesday, they are not here because of anointing oil. They didn't come because of handband or sticker. They are not here because of holy salt. They are not here because they want to see a sign. But they want to know Jesus and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering. Can I go further and deeper? Yeah, I want to know Christ. I want him to dwell inside of me. Christ in me, the hope of glory. If he lives in me, I can live abundant life. If he lives in me, I can live victoriously. If he lives in me, I can face tomorrow. If he lives in me, all things are possible. If he lives in me, I can rise above mediocrity and above sin. If he lives in me. Yeah. Sit down. When he lives in me. Yeah. The Bible said there is no more condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, to them that are called according to his purpose. But I want to ask the question, are you really in Christ Jesus? Is the question. Are you really in Christ Jesus? Edima Mediagro. Me a taxi driver. I mean a Christiani. Men found on Tuesday, maybe a human drew me a sales via Menya. I come and park my car here and sit down and here go to. She and me and some diacobom, bra. Ya mummy and she have been free in your animal cream for a drum pipe, bra. Uma, they don't have time for you. Uma, time comes down, they don't have time for you. During Ramadan, you can never convince a Muslim that we are working. He will tell you can keep your work. Ablushi, straight to Uma. They don't joke. Krisoni, untimine. Yantiti, yanuwa form. And this is why Christ brought you here. So that he will make you salt. You can change the chemical composition of everybody, every chemical. You have the power to change the chemical composition. It would be a fast anybody. If I need 2 moons, so I want you to know your DNA, they will overcome it. Ah, any Christian woman can never be able to commit suicide. I'm telling you. Without Christianity, many people would have committed suicide long ago. The hope that comes from God's grace and God's word is amazing. Inevitably amazing. Yeah. We'll be on my wall, but he was very discouraged whilst he was coming in. The moment we finish the service, some fresh strength and fresh grace comes to the person. Get up. Yeah. They believe that all things are possible with God. Yeah, all things are possible. That even if it doesn't happen right now, the vision is yet for an appointed time. For at the end, it will speak and not lie. Yeah, it will speak. It will definitely. He will lay a table before you in the presence of your haters, your enemies, and your adversaries. God will sound the bells of your season and show you his glory. Clap your hands, O ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Say a good amen. Amen. Allow me to proceed further. So I talked about godlessness. So the question then becomes, if we have created a godless system, what should the believer do? The believer should be godly. Godliness. 1 Timothy chapter number 6, verse number 6. Let's go there. And 1 Timothy 6, 6. The Bible said, but godliness with contentment is great gain. Godliness. I'm talking about godliness. The believer cannot throw away godliness in a godless country. Ghana, yeah, I say, you're doing it. I say, you pay me, Mishani ya manu wa mbuyanu wa mtimungu za makuma. Achukwe chini chini chini. Iti nami Yesu ya ze omeidu wa makuma ni wa manufafa. And that company me. Wasoreme kwa ensemu wa wesu yano enipa na chile omu. They scream and they yell. Yeah? This year, obey Shia Yeshu. Obey Yuna Yeshu. Let me say that in English, whilst my audience follow me from around the world will be able to get that message. This year, I want to talk to you about Revelation chapter 3 from verse 1 to 8. This year. If you will be cold, be cold. If you will be hot, be hot. The Bible said, you know, to the angel, you know, of the church of Sardis, right? These things said, he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know your works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest, but you are dead. You have a reputation. Go back to that verse. You have a reputation. You have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead. And then he goes further to say some very interesting things. He said, be watchful. Strengthen the things that remain are ready to die. The way you used to pray, you used to love God. Your faith, the way you were active in your faith and nothing touched or moved you. You were unflinching, unbudging, unwavering. But now, even 10 minutes prayer have become a problem. But you are very, very active on social media. Your phone can get very hot until the battery is dead. And then you can plug it whilst it is still hot and you are still pressing there. Godless generation. Now, when a man meets a woman, God is not in the equation. He said, "How are you?" We be saying, "Me pe, and the two better in chain. Godless. It's a godless generation. We met me at 14 years. They see nothing wrong with that. What my done it is say Lucifer. Lucy can tell himself, Lucy, you are the best. Lucy, you are God. You will ascend above Yahuwah. And Lucy, you are going to be Yahuwah. So there will be no Yahuwah. You will be Lucy. Lucy, you are going to take over." The Bible said the father of lies is the devil who lied to himself. Lucy lied to himself. And that is what they were holding on. There's nothing wrong. When you had the COVID, don't say, no, okay, can I, and all that. We did JJ, because you didn't say, no, it's a bang. A man, I shot you, I'm grafu, a balabas, we are no carpenter, because I'm a worry about. So that's a Hannah, if you don't get away, which that Ben will be best, so pay, I'll be worried about any good. Who didn't pay will be could be named Mobile Community. And pay will be could be named Mummy, you know. Now they did the COVID, don't say, no, it's over, Barbara, one of COVID, Drew. And so the people listen to evil counsel. They say, "Obi, I won't pick a few drugs and minimum ninta. And somewhere you can what to mountain time to what two would be and in the buffon. Yeah, what two would be and in the buffon. On Pewa Samate. Uber TV is also shut the television. This is why I told my friends, don't invite me. My message may not be appropriate for your church. When you are suffered, is that suffer Philip T. A. Suffer Philip. And you will be an enemy friend a man. He was a prophet of this nation. He carried the word of God and oversight over this nation. Only choice. God raised Amuako and gave Ghana to Amuako. This is why Amuako could stand in the face of Chairman Rawlings and speak the mind of God. I'm telling you, ehono ye bechiri wa ye bebrim wa mwa wusi ye brimo wo beba na mwa jadu ani so ye timi show ma si tu those days. It was not a joking days. It is serious. But say me papa mo akujina wono okasa. Okasa sa jata. He's like a lion. Chairman Rollins, even Chairman Rollins acknowledged that this is a man of God. This is a man of God. It is a kuliko for man of God, you know, Jinsu wefa peti jaisi muno. Jensen Muno. Will be a Saram one a sort of sell war or some microphone in and was rabbin. And Tomago are the power democrant and was rabbin. Then I'm such a freezing one. And I know not Christo, a girl's young for no several, a young freeze or a measure or Simon Nim home at Timo. You don't know the kind of spirit that you possess. Let me build up on this. And so in a godless system, we wake up in the morning and morning devotion is not required. Quiet time, we don't need it. Godlessness. And you're normal. So be sorry and opa. The best they can do, Ebradebuame. And Omatiesi Abonte. Your competitors are consulting mediums, drinking blood in the night. And you walk out in such a manner, how do you win? I want to ask, how do you win? It's too bad. I'm going to say, and gradually, you shall hear a voice behind you. This is the way, walk thou in it. And no one's here. It's a very serious thing we are doing here. Say amen. Number two, prayerlessness. Focus for me, please. Prayerlessness. Or what is number two? Faithlessness. All right? Bring it back. That is what. There is a scripture that Jesus was asking. If the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? If the Son of Man returns, will he find faith on earth? If he says, will he find faith on earth? Corona eba ye, will he find faith on earth? Nipa bebere do anu adwo. Upa me yenka se ye ye 40 day fasting. Every day we are here ye fa ka ye ba ye to offer. It is our 40 days here me ntimi nyu. Ene ema munye. Omo ba wo mo hene wo Bible ma nyi fu wo bi ani wa wo hunu nyame nu nyam. Mamres never saw the promised land. The only person who saw the promised land could not step there was Moses. And you mean there's no faith. A substance of things hoped for, evidence of things which are not seen. By faith, the worlds were framed by the word of God. He that cometh unto God must first believe that God is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. This is Christian principles. Yet it's here when you're men who have come to accept Christ as Savior, who are washed in the blood of the Lamb and washed in the power of the word. Those people, they are deeply rooted in the faith in Christ. Yeah. They speak the things which are not as though they are. I'm talking about faith. Now we have become a faithless church, a faithless country, a faithless generation, a faithless people, faithless Christians. That is where we are. When you back around my name, I'll say, Unimobi, a friend, mommy, Unim MPB. Where is your God? They will say, I take dominion in the name of Jesus, back off. Now that one is gone. So where are the healing power of God? Receive the glory, touch, and healing is happening. Where is that? What do you mean? Where is that? Where is the healing? Because we are faithless. There is no faith. So the question on this one will be, what should I do? So then I will quote Hebrews 11:6. Hebrews 11:6. For without faith it is impossible to please God. I am going to explain something there, but let me finish reading. For he that cometh unto God must believe that God is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently. See, the revelation here is diligent seeking. It's not just seeking God. Diligent! Hallelujah. Tifio ni obi ankasa. Jawo dia da bia ni obi wasem. Bu ye Kristo ni da bia ni obi wasem. Asem asie o ye me se nene nkasa. And you see that the poison of such people is that if I don't like Mama Rita, I convince Pastor Pro, Amoako not to like Mama Rita. I confuse Mama Lizzie. Don't like Mama Rita because I don't like her. So you don't like her. Don't like her. That is Jezebel. Jezebel! They employ other people to also hate you. And they can even go further. And say, yeah, Mamika Aswan, they supply me near, they can go to Mamika Aswan and say, don't supply him again. Wickedness in display. Very interesting. If you are near buttons, Lebalabahan, you know, 3, 2, 1, action. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. Amen. So faithless, there is no faith. And you hear me. Number 3, prayerlessness. We talked about that. Prayerlessness. And the people don't pray anymore. The days where, when the AstroTurf was not at Fadama Park, we used to go there and pray. And most oftentimes when you go there, other people are also there praying and seeking God. Father, I love you. Give me an assignment. Assign me. Send me, Lord. I will go. And they can do this for 2 hours, 3 hours. Now that is gone. Go to the park and we will see you as a lunatic. Rent a house and be prayerful. The fear and the Bekachi will say, you are very noisy. May I remind you that intercessory prayer is not noise. Intercessory prayer is to stand before God and by your prayer effect, change things. It's not noise. I'm telling you the truth. Say a good amen. As I build up, I will want to tell you, without prayer, the communication line is cut. It is not your worry. A year, Namumi, and Namu, Mumu. And among them, sign language. It took us to be Jaria. Or doing so was over Kujasu. If you are Motenasum Gin, Mumu for me, Noa, Omoniasum Gin. Hallelujah. Number 4. What is that one? Lovelessness. There is no love. Or not yet. And we are not papa. What if I want in Ethiopia and announces is here and I've been said, I don't need him. Coffee, my show to him, I'm going to be. What do you wait here, son? My call me, my booby, and mini own nana, you know. DNFS ukunubeba.
Adrian is here beautifully. Is said Doreen that works in the night, goes to work in the night, returns from work. Pastor Amedi Abo up in CSE Hall, you know, Kuntumri Front, Wachikili Willi Akaho. But you try, you know, pineapple and watermelon and say, Medo. And then Machida was a Medo. Tenacity, Nididi, and Suni, who runs, Ned, you remember to say, Didi, Mammy, Ned, you remember to say, and BBI come up. Yeah, I mean, you know, homie, who's over bread, you know, somebody say love. I'm not talking about agidim.
On the 14th of February, right in this place, I am having what I call the 1860 love talk. 1860. 1860 means from age 18 to age 60. I'm talking to you about love. It's limited seating, limited capacity, because I didn't go to National Theater. I am here. And so if you don't come early, you don't have a seat. So 1860 Love Talk. Yeah, invite you, crew. I'm going to meet you. Hey, Bibi Nyinya, you were said you're kind of shamanic in sequence. Going to use the grace of God to speak to you. On the 14th of February. We were supposed to go to Kumasi at the KNUSA and hold a love talk, the Kumasi edition. But I decided let's do it here as we prepare for the grand edition. And then we will go to Kumasi later and Takoradi also by the grace of God. Say amen. If I have been married for 23 years, I think that I can tell you some things about marriage, don't you think so? It's not about theory. I'm just telling you some of the practical things that have worked for us. And so, praise God. So for nene yere, so umu fiki omu lava, we are very discerning. Ubi hu. Tana si di, check it. Ya wani ya man ketengiti biye de check it. Iye fake ame hu. If so for my men ye happier, that a camera and a ton of swa woo, or she knows mask of crow. Did they utter us here? Hallelujah. Omo ba omo kun wo kwanswa. I know. Usifika ni man. Udrugate and I praise him. Praise him, say. Praise who? Why not praise?
It's been united. And it says of Philip Emmare. Now, so for Philip Kasse, me, never to know I'm the man with Christo, the money in your foot to Papa. So for Philip Emmare. In 20 min kanchira odia wa wadi.
I'm speaking based on experiential knowledge. Adding it to revelational knowledge and other things to speak to you. Se sofo Philip. Fane se wawari ye jai. Miti miya chirene niye manka na wadi ye no ingu. A ubiti miya ko back to the marriage and it will work for him. It is will be our no worry and still happily married is speaking. Oh, Hene, shut up and listen. Shut up and listen. Shut up and listen. Hallelujah.
Mesu wo shai be piu to ayo adiye ni be gu. Me kura me yaso for kura me mpa me nkwa ibe piu to.
Kura me yaso for me nkwa ibe piu to.
I'm going to write the people. I'm over on the muta in it. Church it. Not for shame. Hallelujah. So, can tell you something. By the grace of God, Lady Dorinda is now a dealer in very nice lingeries. And so I'm going to select 10 different kinds on the 14th of February. And I'm bringing stuff on here.
on the altar of the Lord and teach God's people a Christopher. Ah, it's not in tears of who be bra. What do you go?
I said, you're here, man. Unyabre, munim said you handle a woman. Debia libalabaha, adiabia wanebre. There is time for everything. If your wife is not your friend, that marriage will not stand. They say, marry your friend. Even if you know you don't have that erotic synchronization, you still have your friend. You still have your friend. We can talk, we can laugh. You know, I went to London, I met a lady and asked me a question and said, Papa, love and money, which one do you want? I said, both. She said, no, choose one. I said, well, I wouldn't choose any because I want both. She said, as for me, I will choose love because I have enjoyed the money. And I said, why? I said, people will be a meeting in a city of great Jimmy. I'm saying, Jimmy, no, 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 Jimmy, no, 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 no. So, my people been where two to me about when we are done, we are free as you will. So, I'm saying, Grandma, I grow no, sir, ha, Papa. On to us. On to us. Hallelujah. I've got just a few minutes. Let me make very good use of it. Now, when I look at what we are, the lovelessness, there is no love. The reason is because we have become very intolerant. Tolerant Christians, intolerant church, intolerant government, intolerant institutions, very intolerant. We become bibinanya bind the new jack. And somewhere you have a candidate, you are binding no end what. So calm down and listen to it. It will bless you. Calm down and listen to it. It is an reku esi Burkina Faso me yunaho. I'm so sad. Because for Burkina Faso, you're already struggling. Da ben, na mobesa kensi gwem. Da ben. The nation is already poor. And they go into coup. When are you going to come back to progress? And it's all because when you are telling truth, intolerance is, I don't like the truth. Say a good amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a loveless system. Then it's a lawless, number 5. Lawlessness. Lawless. Adonio. People are lawless. How can you shoot a police officer? How? How can somebody pull a gun and shoot a police officer? How can people go to church and rob? Even in a place or a time of war, a church is a place of refuge. If somebody runs into the church, The laws of war says that you don't pursue them there. They have run into a refuge. This generation will rather come and kill the pastor. And I look at the wickedness going on in the northern part of Nigeria. Because see that in Lima, just off a tribunal, so imagine how no more. Next Sunday in Crawford, say we have a call. And no need GD. Ghana, Jamawa, Mao. Yes, that's off for now. Yes, that's off for now. Obequa, call me, mum, dear. Obi benya kukodra ka jọ se se we pa me dey call heaven na near heaven na my sign
Say, when you did call heaven now, my sign heaven. Hallelujah.
Lawless. Tam benkuta. Atanda asen. If ya kunya. Robber ye debe sensu. Akemfufu. Atam kropot. Atobidi. Atokrisi ni matches ya kam. Wadi abe si interchange pavement. So. Na ye di table ni akunya esio. Na piti shifu sinchen. Na mkrofon so abe tena hon. Ye kwe muko fiye nuwa mu wufufu. Sorry, I go design lines over this side. This is the lawlessness. If you are near the Bible, I command you in the name of Jesus, command your indiscipline. Command Jimmy out of your heart. Command that to go.
Say a good amen.
Yensuro nyame. Yaesi yampeni fuo. Yensuro nyame.
And when we don't fear God, we don't prosper.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the entire Africa area, nah.
You don't fear God, you don't prosper. Maybe some say Japan for near prosperity. No, I don't call that prosperity.
Because nyamie shida will be. I am not only talking about material stuff. Ubi oye content, oye blessed.
Let's go back to 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse number, let's this time verse number 7. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 7. In this verse, the Bible said, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we will carry nothing out. Very true. Very true. I went to my father's house. They lived in two places. His real house. I went there, opened his dog, went in there. I did all the archived work, brought out pictures into his biography and all that. So I dig things. I met documents, land property documents. It would be as I'm fancy. That documents in now, dear Joe. Some of them we need to decide what to do with it. It is. Because you don't mind, sorry, if you saw me pay your party, would you join? Because in Ipanwa, would you join? Oftentimes, they don't even like it. I know, would you join? Because you don't join me, ma. Oh, man, I'm so pay, oh, my dear. That's the truth. I don't know how to be join. I don't know how to be join. Oh, my papa, I'm going to be join. The next 20 years, the almost in Nabe Dada, you be pulling it down, not for from so bad sanity, at the Fufro be any reas. And very Amerias, Susu Preu, Susu Fumu, Susu Fumnesusu Pre, Yam Van Goberia. At the end, Nayura. I'm telling you. Nice showroom, beautiful thing. Do you know what or hear me? And all that I was thinking is, I'm a EFE, but the EURA. EFE. EURA. Now, I'm going to organize a nice wedding, beautiful outfit, and everything. Nice reception. In 3 months, in 1 year. Almost a young Maribi. Timumu Bramugo Brain, why do you see Gadia Barayaqua? Show me to Sassovesta Ofori, and then a year Barbara Yawukunu America. Missing the Barbara Wushina, so many sustained Shiada. Missing the Barbara Wushina. Show wedding Omoye, show Barbara shoes, the wedding gown, the rings. Hair. They filmed all that. Our dinner lasted 2 years.
Hane kun Barbara, bema no dene ba or taso. And the one anyway. It is so fun. Put the scripture back. This will excite you. Look at this particular verse. Yeah. In the verse number 8, the Bible said, and having food and raiment, let us be there with content. Pininiawaso. Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 5. Hebrews 13, verse 5. And this version, the Bible said, let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will not leave you, neither forsake you. Fakuchimo. In this version, the Bible said, Mum mesike nibre emama brabum. Mum pine niamuoso. A Mexican, even a ma brabum. Ma wenin sodia mo. Mimi version is a penny, dear wars. Dear war no penis. Who a cycle, a true cycle. Cause it will become fun could she baby. Emma Montemon totro. Penny a wars. We need car for trotro. And chan, will you na ya febby? And then they will move your febby. And Chirasa won't yet as soon as he and Abington. And then I have febby. I'm a kind of nibbed febby, a febby, sappy man. A one bizarre day, they don't have a trotter, Nigina, sir. Was I vain when was the Nigina? Of I couldn't you turn in an Nigina, and I know it. By drama, some an agent, you drew an agent, you ran agent. You want one, now we met in a costra, now baffled. Yeah. Penendia was so, my winning, Maradia. Chiratina say, I feel sorry, them. Then nip and nibre and nibre and a co competition. Nibre. Ubi aware. Nso mechire o mse mitima waribi. No noa kono akoto tone ntoma pofensia. Wa tone ring no atoni bibia. Ase sofo Philip ma ware me why. Ona aware ana aware ware wa na ubi na ware. Which one is which? Be store as a store. And you would dear. And you would dear. And you yam a sumpa. That is not godliness. And you would dear. Ubi store to be called print a card. Say store here, Miss Store. Now the complimentary card a mangrove for. Businessman, anger say any complimentary card. When he store and wait to me, I call me a print a card, the amount. Kopati as in or check out. Yan wa frame na ye din komo. E dien komo na wo. Anyone come the IM Bible? See you who and mobile. Bring the scripture back, let us work. And in this particular thing, the Bible said, one messy can you bring mama bra boom. Mumma when in Sonia move. If it is one workers win yam on and swam palmoda. The word that they are makes all the difference. Makes all the difference. Let me quote, you know, about 7 scriptures to you just to depict that which we have studied in all these things. Lawlessness, the next one is visionless, and the last one I like is heartless. Kindness is gone. I've become very heartless. Ihu kolibua mi hu heartlessness. And now I call Kanishi Polyclinic. Jina hospital na miura ho. Hospital we see ho na young woman. We see ne in futuro that's who form the two ball legu baby. Hospital moto ball legu. Hospital moto ball legu. Heartless. Let's read a couple of scriptures tonight. Galatians chapter 1 and verse number 5.
Galatians 5, rather verse number 1. Galatians 5, 1. And the Bible says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty where Christ have made us free, and not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. There is a liberty given unto us as a modern day believer, and don't let anybody bring you down and bring you into any entanglement. Stand fast. The next one is Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Colossians 3, 1 and 2. This one says, if you have been reasoned with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated on the right hand of God. Verse number 2 is a lovely verse. It says, set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. Verse 1, the Bible says in this particular version, it is imanyani Christo enyania, mwami read your words through. The next verse says very clearly, there are certain speaker of parliaments, first speaker of the fourth republic, the right Honorable D.F. Annan. Good. Right Honorable Lala J.T. It is, yeah, Susu, because everything is in motion in the person. BBHM. I started W3 on the 11th of September 2016. Is it? 11 September, 9-11, 2016. It started W3, first W3, that date. 2016 to 2022, how many years? 6 years? 6 years. Me hear our first videos, now me hear a year. 6 years per me, timu se kufi udru me ni menyi. 6 years per. Only six. Only 6 years. Can you imagine when 15 years come? 20 years! You are on your way to retirement. That baby boyish face is gone. Now I see a middle-aged man. Preaching and casa a menipa age faster. I have a friend, you know, who is in South Africa who have aged drastically, and it's all because of preaching. Uhuna, he looks like 70 years, but apparently he is not even 60. If you do not exercise and live well in a better lifestyle, no, I could create your baby fast. Second Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse number 10. For even when they were with you, when we were with you, we commanded you that if anyone will not work, they should not eat. Say,
Put it back in English, verse number 11. My time was so. But let me finish up with this. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but they are busybodies. Busybodies. Come to church and see busybodies. Next verse. Verse number. Now, them that are such, we command and exhort by the Lord Jesus Christ that with quietness they should work and eat their own bread. Wow, butumska. Kwa beke jaso se mami mori for 5 cities. Banchi mori 2. I mean 2 simeku ni jene. Na fi buu puku sama inkakra. Eba mi chime kun me bubu egum. Eye mea me bre. Fako chui mo mami nkani empong. This year, suru nyame. Fa won toneso. Ishiye nyansa. It's a very serious thing. Wase na wawa watisa ano. Yeshe wawo etu wawo. Waye radi Yesu Kristo Mose. Wanya juma kom. Kom. Enfampe wawa wano. Thank you. Sorry asinya miya frame inti minye juma. Wenisu ni ibri wana bibi na ejijo. Miya frame wosese. Working now will be on the side. A discabro into ye pemvidia in a mere juma, and yen in na mon famara. Ye cope ye a footum near ye skinipi, and ya cotum fidino. Cope me and yamia juma ne cono. If ye see a bibi, a sorry man umbutum be to do. I'm telling you. You should be able to love people, support people, people who need help, support them. And how are we going to do that? Hard work, smart work, serious stuff. Sikafua meshiye na unumushiya enkomo nche. Abroswa 3 minutes, 4 minutes, asa. Meeting every. They don't have time for wasting. Hey, unyanyo, chalare video, are video, are video. I'm a benoku. Amebenoko. Kongonsa fun na ye hia fo. Ubiya wadin kongonsa wo ye hia ni. Jina ona se yapon. Ubiya wadin kongonsa wo ye hia odahiem. Odahiem. I'm serious. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, that's all of my steps in your word, dear Lord. Teach me, guide me every day. Send your anointing, Father, I pray. All of my steps in your oh, please. Okay, is that? Come on. Order my steps in your word, dear Lord. See, lead me, guide me every day. Send your anointing, Father, I pray. Order my steps. Oh, please. Let's sing it for the last time. Come on. Order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me every day. Send your anointing, Father, right way. Order my steps in your way. Please. Order my steps in your way.
Raise your hands and ask the Holy Spirit to fill you like never be. Yes, Leon Krumkrum is one show, ma. Yaming on Krumkrum far dominant was Lansras. You won't show tenny and Kenya woman, you naturally pink. Come on. In the precious name of Christ Jesus. Oh, Shasha da da ko. Riada Susukada Bahados. A pandina zigadaba antere de kavrin de kosh. Zudu tade. Zia la la la. My God. Strengthen your people. Make us godly, rooted and grounded in faith in Christ. Make us prayerful, on fire for God, on fire, on fire. Hey, on fire. On fire for Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me close with 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12. And this is going to be a prayer topic. 1 Timothy 6, 12. It's going to be a prayer topic. Every end time Christian needs it. The Bible says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou also art called and hast professed a good profession up before many witnesses. Would you not lay hold? That, yeah, pray.
Bring it in, G.
Jidia Kupano. Obian kujidie kupa no so dan kwa sumu dan kwa wabo di afre wo no pemuka we no me adanse fu bebre enim so dan kwa eternal life. Lay hold on it. I want you to lay your two hands on your heart. Dudu yi na dan kwa enim wa bregu. I'm serious. Eba sorry, sofu kenyam sem, ono sofu no kuranu o kenyam sem. Uni dan kwa yibrigu. We are asking the Holy Spirit, may we lay hold on eternal life. May we lay hold on eternal life. That is your prayer. It's a prayer topic. May we lay hold on eternal life. We lay hold on eternal life. Raka koka kasi karada. Fresh. May we lay hold on eternal life. Zia shoshada da da kovrede kesh.
Enchana wurebo. Okuraka tuyari bireni pebi asedi ni nyuma ni nyuma.
My Lord, my God. I feel for what this idea too, let's close. Every request you came tonight with, presented before the throne of God, as we ask the blessing of the Lord in the name of Jesus.
Hey! But when to the bini, me sutene. Impias has a courier, so mama.
My Lord, my God. put that song on the screen for us. Let's close with that. Through it all, through it all. Oh, through it all. Oh, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I have learned to trust in God. Oh, through it all. Oh, through it all. Oh, I have learned to depend upon His word. Through it all, through it all. Oh, through it all. Oh, I have learned to trust in Jesus. I have learned to trust in God. Through it all. Oh, through it all. Oh, I have learned to depend upon His word.
Only 1 minute. I want you to commit your children into the hands of God. Only 1 minute. Pray for your children. You have not given birth. They are still in your womb. Still declare by faith. In the name of Jesus. Mention their names. Call their names and bless them. Parahadakukaka. We declare upon all the children of this commission. We declare in the name of Jesus. Upon Ansuma and Shira Sida, upon all the spiritual children. The Lord has favored us with. Hey, my Lord. Kusarana Bahasha. Tirabado karana bado dade, tola bado dade ko. Two hands are lifted up. I want us to make intercession for the people of Apiate in the Bogoso, in the disaster place. We're asking God's grace to go there and help His people in the name of Jesus. Just for 30 seconds, can I hear you pray for this? Is intercession. You're praying for businesses that have been blown away, churches. We are asking God that He will rebuild His church. If the people don't have a place to stay, where will the church be placed, or how will it be functional? Remember your people.
Through it all, through.
Sing it for the last time. Through it all. Through it all. Through it all.
to trust in God. Oh, through it all. Oh, through it all. I have
faith to depend upon His word.
I have learned to
That's a confession.
I have learned to depend
upon His word.
I commend you to God, to the word of His grace that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance. May the Lord help you, strengthen you and favor you. May the Lord glorify you. May no weapon formed against you will ever prosper. May you rise above every challenge. May your enterprise receive favor. May the grace of God sustain you. You shall not die before your time. The Lord Himself will sustain you until every promise concerning you comes to pass. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. In Jesus' name. If anybody is watching us, you listening to us on podcast, and you want to give your life to Christ, even in this building, the right hand is on your heart. Say, dear Jesus, come in now. Be my Lord and my Savior. Tonight, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. And I commend your people to you, to the word of your grace that is able to build them up and to give them an inheritance in Christ. Be exalted for tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Pick up an offering. Let's close. Pray over your finances. You will never run dry.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.